It's National Big Brothers Big Sisters Month. National President and CEO Matthew Chater joins Canada Now. And Mr. Chater, tell us first off, and thank you for coming in studio. I really appreciate it. Tell us about your National Imagine Who We Will Become campaign.
Mm-hmm. So it's really a call out to Canadian communities of imagine who a young person can become with the caring guidance and companionship with the mentor. Young Canadians are in need of mentorship and caring guidance. And so with Big Brothers Big Sisters Month, we use this as an opportunity to really put our impactful work on a platform and ask people to imagine who young people can be because of you and who we can become.
Well, and you talk about the kids needing our help now more than ever. They need the mentoring. According to the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, the Canadian Mental Health Association, and Children First Canada, 70% of mental health problems have their onset during childhood or adolescence. Mm-hmm. One in five children has considered committing suicide, and over half of those children had a plan. Suicide accounts for 24% of all deaths amongst 15 to 24-year-olds, and that's the number that I just I can't wrap my head around. I keep looking over and over at that and saying that's got to be a typo, but it's not.
No, and you also think about those statistics as they apply to marginalized and minoritized communities, and they're even more striking, particularly with LGBT communities, Indigenous populations, and those people of color as well. So there's very problematic statistics that are out there. And then looking as well, with 100% of young people 15 to 35 have access to the internet on a regular basis. And with there being this technological surge in the lives of young people, people are turning to online communities for connection and for social identity formation. And so Big Brothers Big Sisters, and particularly this opportunity this month, we're kind of introducing it, I guess, as a way of disrupting that process and being able to say that mentoring one-to-one in the community disrupts that technological disconnection, I guess, that we're seeing among young people and even adults.
Well, I'm glad you're stepping in on that. And, you know, you talk about inclusiveness because we're still evolving in social change and being inclusive. I'm sure Big Brothers Big Sisters is no different in that regard, considering how long it has been, like 100 years, right? Since Big Brothers Big Sisters has been around. Yeah. You're a husband, father of two boys. You're openly gay. How might you be helping to initiate social change in your new role?
So it's looking at the history of Big Brothers Big Sisters. We certainly do have a problematic history. 105 years, there's always going to be some problematic elements within a organization's evolution, and recognizing that the time for change was yesterday, and making sure that our supports and services have evolved to being able to respond effectively to those communities who need support the most. So particularly, as you mentioned, being a gay man and looking at the LGBTQ community and recognizing the staggering stats, as you noted earlier, and knowing that those communities see a higher rate of depression and anxiety, a higher rate of social isolation. There are 120% more young people who are part of that community that experience homelessness. So there is certainly work that needs to be done for those communities, and Big Brothers Big Sisters and our incredibly impactful intervention is well positioned to be able to do that.
Let's talk about the initiative a little bit more and how it aims to recruit 4,000 mentors and raise much needed funds to support mentoring matches across Canada. And while you look at that and you go, wow, like 4,000, considering what was done last year, 4,000 it's attainable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last year we achieved 3,700 new volunteer applicants. We're looking for 4,000 this year, and also to raise awareness for our need for funds as well, to make sure that we can provide these professional supports to these mentoring relationships. And so we're asking Canadians and our local communities and local agencies to paint the town purple. So we have a number of landmarks across Canada that are going to be lighting up in purple. Here in Toronto, we'll see the Toronto sign and the CN Tower lit up. Reconciliation Bridge in Calgary, High Level Bridge in Edmonton, BC Place in Vancouver, and many more. We also have local municipalities identifying and doing a proclamation for Big Brothers Big Sisters Month, and also doing flag raising. Langley is one community that comes to mind, but there's a long list: Squamish, Calgary, North Battleford, Yorkton, Saskatchewan, Guelph, Ontario. So there's a number of different communities that are coming together to help spread the word and spread the impact of mentoring.
Yeah, and I love that you have so many big cities across Canada on board with that, with being lit up purple.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a number of them: London, Montreal, Niagara Falls, Victoria, and Halifax included as well. In support of the campaign, each week this month is supported by certain themes, including Be Smart, which would have been the first week of September. We're in the middle of Be Proud. Be would be next week, and Be Loud would be the week after.
That's right. We're very proud for next week. So we're proud during the week of Be Proud to celebrate and encourage young people to be proud of their identity. Last week with the Be Smart, celebrating the academic achievements of mentoring youth. We're really excited for our second year to be partnering with Morguard around the BU campaign. So that is promoting women's empowerment in partnership with that campaign and with Morguard. And then Be Loud closes out the end of the month with asking mentors to mobilize and encouraging our ambassadors to be able to speak to the incredible impact of our organization as well.
I should mention that, while you aim high this year and you look to raise numbers, it's great to hear you doing so, because last year's campaign was the most successful in history.
That's right.
So I love how you're like, yeah, last year was amazing. Best year we've ever had.
Yes.
We can do better.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, and that would be the hope of every year following, that we believe in every ounce of our being. The research demonstrates it, that this is a tremendous intervention in the healthy development of young people. And so it is our call to action to ensure that we're making the most of these opportunities in September to really put Big Brothers Big Sisters on the map.
Yeah. You know, when we talked earlier about in part the initiative here is to raise some much needed funds to support mentoring matches across Canada. Adults who have participated in Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring programs as youth report significant outcomes from these positive two-way relationships, like 80% pursue healthy lifestyles, 87% have strong social networks, 92% feel confident, 96% say that they're just plain happy. So on top of, hey, you're going to be doing a good thing for somebody else, if you want to be selfish about it, there's some motivation to be selfish with doing right by others.
Yes, and on top of that, our social return on investment for every dollar put into a Big Brother Big Sister agency, it's a return to community of 18.
Yes.
And for those communities most marginalized, the return is 23-1. That is the increase in giving of individuals who have participated in our program, volunteer hours, increased contributions to being able to pay taxes and those that have higher income, as well as part of, I guess, as an outcome, participating in Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring programs.
I meant to mention this as well. On average, it costs $1,300 to make a mentoring match, which includes the cost of volunteer recruitment, child safety measures, and ongoing training. So thus, the mention of much needed funds to be raised here.
Well, because it's always interesting, and I always find it interesting when having conversations about the impact of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Oftentimes, the question that comes from some populations is, why do you need staff if it's all volunteers?
Yeah.
But there's a really important role that our professional staff members play in making sure that the match is monitored in an effective way, not only to ensure the safety and well-being of young people and to make sure that the relationship is developing appropriately, but to make sure that there's also an opportunity to connect young people and families to other supports that are throughout the community. Mentoring is, and as I mentioned, is such an impactful intervention. However, it doesn't achieve the outcomes that we are able to identify alone, that it takes the community. And mentoring is really the hub, I guess, in the connector to community through the mentor as well as through our incredible staff that work at Big Brother Big Sister agencies.
Well, Matthew, you were the newly appointed national president and CEO, and so you've been at it for about 6 months now.
About six months.
And you've served the Big Brothers Big Sisters network for over a decade. What have you learned in your new role that you might not have known before getting it?
I'd say and this maybe isn't necessarily new, but a reaffirming of the importance of youth voice and in making sure that our programs and ensuring that our programs are being responsive to the needs of young people as they define it. So what we're trying to accomplish for young people and helping them achieve their goals and objectives, it's really important to stop and to listen to young people. Our National Youth Advisory Council is constantly a very good reminder of the importance of that. And when we look to create those relationships as well, the what sets Big Brothers Big Sisters apart from other mentoring organizations in Canada is our unique approach to making a plan for an individual child. So we are very proud to provide services to 43,000 young people across the country, and each of those young people have their own unique plan through our services. So I think the over the last 5-6 months, it's been a reaffirming around the importance of that and making sure that we have the infrastructure to be able to leverage those voices as well.
Look, you're leading a massive initiative here, and you just started leading it. So I'm sure like the first 6 months to a year or so is just laying a foundation and just making sure you know where you are. So don't get me wrong, if you're like, no, I couldn't be able to have done this to this point, I would totally understand. But as you've climbed the ladder, and I'm sure you enjoyed once upon a time having that one-on-one connection with a youngster, with a kid that's in need, are you still able to connect with younger kids? And I know you have a lot of people that you can check in with that have those close connections every day. But are you still able to do that? Because I would think, given the line of work that you're in, you kind of need that.
Absolutely.
You kind of want that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why you're doing this.
Yeah, and so I think our Youth Advisory Council has certainly provided those opportunities. We maintain very close relationships. So Big Brothers Big Sisters of Canada works to support our member agencies, and we try to get into the member agencies as much as possible because that's really, they're the engines that make this great work possible. So I'd say over the last 5-6 months, I haven't had as much opportunities as I would like, aside from my own three-year-old twins.
Wow.
And so aside from my connect there, not having the type of connect aside from our youth council, but it is, and as we continue to develop our strategy forward, and as I mentioned, youth voice being so incredibly important, making sure that we provide those opportunities and get me into more agencies. Yes.
Yeah, well, of course. The time will come, I'm sure. Check out bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. National President and CEO, Matthew Chater. Matthew, I can't thank you enough. It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Continued success with the initiative and with everything you guys are doing, especially this month. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure.